Little Gas and Drama Club presents A Jolly Good Read, the fourth part of Extraordinary Women, a play for radio by Tricia Wood. The WI book group is meeting at Sarah Parsons' house. The only problem is, Sarah isn't there.
This is a lovely room, isn't it? Look at all those books. It's like a library.
That TV thing must have cost a fortune.
It's a flat screen, dear.
It's certainly big enough. Watching that would be like going to the cinema.
That's the whole point, Jean.
What is?
People buy these big TVs so they can watch films.
I watch films quite adequately on my own small TV, which doesn't dominate the room.
Sarah has the space, Jean.
Where is Sarah? It's her house, and she isn't even here.
Roger said she was running late. She's been in Manchester. Apparently she went up this morning.
Emma will be a few minutes late. She's had to take Charlotte to the doctor with her ears.
She'll be having grommets put in.
Emma will?
No, Charlotte. That's her three-year-old.
I hope she isn't turning into one of those anxious mothers.
Emma, anxious? She's one of the most laid-back people I've ever met.
They used to call it half-soaked.
That's not fair, Jean.
I speak as I find, and I find that Emma Bright Biggs is half-soaked. She's nice enough.
Emma's lovely, Jean.
And so attractive, even if she is always having babies.
Motherhood suits her, Rosemary. She blooms.
It's a good job it does. She's not having another, is she? It's about that time if her past performance is anything to go by.
Oh, no, they're not having any more. I think James has been done.
Thank heavens for that.
Oh, good, you haven't started.
We can hardly start without Sarah.
Where is Sarah? In the kitchen?
She's somewhere between here and Manchester.
Do you mean we're here without her?
It looks like it.
Oh, doesn't that make you feel funny?
Funny?
Being in someone else's house. With them not there.
Roger's in his study.
Makes you feel like a burglar.
Speak for yourself.
Derek surprised a burglar once.
What did he do?
He ran out.
Derek did?
No, the burglar. He took one look at Derek brandishing a walking stick and ran off.
He can't have had much bottle.
Derek can be quite frightening when he starts shouting. He's got a very loud voice. He used to sing in a choir, you know.
Look at all those books. I wonder if Sarah's read all of them.
Knowing Sarah Parsons, I expect she wrote half of them.
I don't think Sarah has written a book, Jean.
She's always writing reports for committees and things.
I've always wanted to write a novel.
Have you?
I used to be really good at writing compositions at school.
There's a world of difference between compositions and a novel.
First novels are usually based on personal experience. At least that's what they say.
Couldn't write about sex.
Nobody's asking you to.
If I ever wrote a novel, I think I would make it all romantic, with a handsome man as the hero. He would sweep the heroine off her feet, and they would get married and live happily ever after.
Who would you model the hero on, Pat? Have you ever met any really dashing men?
Derek can be very romantic.
I wouldn't call your Derek dashing.
That's just as well, Jean. Derek's spoken for.
I could write about this girl who has all these big plans for her life and then ends up with seven children.
Did you have big plans, Emma?
Well, I always wanted to be a mother.
Just as well you did.
I think Emma's very lucky, Jean.
Where is that Sarah? I think we should start without her. If she hasn't the common courtesy to be here, she can hardly complain if she misses out. Who's doing the report?
I am, as a matter of fact.
Oh, thank goodness for that. I haven't had the chance to finish the book this month.
You never do.
That's not fair, Jean. Emma read the last book.
Harry Potter? Call that a book?
I thought it was very good. I started reading the others.
J.R. Rowling's so clever, isn't she?
I think it's J.K., Emma.
Oh, yes. J.R. was that awful man.
What awful man?
The one on TV.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, that programme. Where was it set?
It's no good asking me. You'll have to be more precise if you want us to follow what you're saying. We're not mind readers.
Dallas! That was it!
Oh, that! I never watched it.
Derek and I thought it was rather good.
I rather lost interest, though, when that man came back to life in the shower.
It was all a dream.
What was?
Bobby Ewing, JR's brother. He was killed and then later on they brought him back to life. Apparently it was all a dream.
Derek thought that was a bit far-fetched. So did I, actually.
What's this got to do with the book?
Emma mentioned J.K. Rowling, Jean.
P.D.
What are you going on about now, Pat Lowe?
P.D. James. She's just like J.K. Rowling.
I think she's a lot older, Pat.
She calls herself P.D., like J.K.
I wonder if she's called that at home.
That's a point.
Would be funny calling out, P.D., supper's ready.
Do you have another name, Pat?
I have three names.
Three?
Patricia, Mary, Teresa, Lowe.
P.M.T.
I don't think Pat could call herself that.
Why not? Oh, I see. That's really funny.
There's nothing remotely funny about P.M.T.
I'm Rosemary Clare.
And I'm Emma Bright.
I thought your name was Bright Biggs.
Well, it is. But before I met James, I was Emma Bright Harrington Thomas.
That's quite a mouthful.
Bright was a family name. Both my brothers had it too.
You must have come from a very funny family, that's all I can say.
I think you'd better make a start, Pat. Otherwise we won't be back in time for countdown.
This month's book is called The Lighthouse by P.D. James.
On my copy, it said The Lighthouse.
That's what I said.
What you said was...
You know what Pat means.
I may do, Madam President, but I just hope that the rest of her report will be a little more precise.
Carry on, Pat. Pat?
I think I heard a car.
Oh, that'll be Sarah.
Not before time. I could do with a cup of tea. Normally I have one after my lunch, but I didn't today, since I assumed that I would be offered one here.
Oh, good, you've made yourself at home. Has Roger been looking after you?
He hasn't offered us any tea, if that's what you mean.
He hasn't? I left him strict instructions.
Derek likes to keep a pot warm.
What for?
In readiness. That way he's never caught out if someone comes.
Roger? What's happened to the tea? No, you do it. We're all gasping down here. Sorry about that.
Who were you calling? Caterers?
No, that was Roger. Don't look so surprised, Jean. It's far quicker to buzz him on the phone than to trek all the way to his office and then find he's not there.
This is a lovely room, Sarah. Is the floor new?
We had it done last year. Cost an arm and a leg, it did. Personally, if the choice was left up to me, I prefer carpet. Roger has a thing about oak flooring, so I let him have his way for once.
I let James have his way once, too.
Only once?
Jean!
Over the car. He'd always wanted a sports car, so when it came to trade in the Saab, I said he might as well get it. He'd never be satisfied otherwise.
Shall I carry on, Rosemary?
Pat's only just started.
She's given us the book's title, inaccurately as it happens.
It is The Lighthouse this month, isn't it? I lost the list, so I read The David Lodge in the car on the way back from Manchester, just in case.
It is the P.D. James.
That's good. I only skim-read the other one.
Pat?
P.D. James was born in Oxford in 1920 and went to Cambridge High School for Girls.
Oxford and Cambridge. She must have been clever.
She was born in Oxford. I don't see what's so clever about that.
I lived in Oxford for 5 years after uni.
I used to go there quite a lot until the traffic got so bad. Bernard said it's a basic design fault with the ring road. Carry on, Pat, dear.
She is a fellow of the Royal Society of Literature.
That's interesting.
No, it's not.
And divides her time between Oxford and London.
Must be like going home, going to Oxford.
It is going home. She lives there.
I mean, going back to where she was born. I've sometimes wondered how it would feel.
Where were you born, dear?
Wolverhampton.
I shouldn't think you'll want to go back there.
Oh, there are some lovely parts. I spent 18 months there in the 80s.
Is there anywhere you haven't been?
I passed through Wolverhampton once, on the train. Derek had business in Stoke-on-Trent, so he suggested that I go with him.
I think Roger must be growing that tea.
My great-uncle grew tea.
Did he indeed?
In Ceylon. He was a tea planter.
What a small world. I had a distant relative who was out in India.
I can't get Bernard to drink tea.
He doesn't drink tea.
He used to, and then one day he gave it up, just like that.
What does he drink?
Whiskey. Red wine.
For breakfast?
Not for breakfast, Pat. He makes do with coffee until the sun is over the yard arm.
Derek will never touch alcohol until after 6 o'clock. And even then he doesn't really like it. I think he only does it to be sociable.
You like a drink, Pat?
Me? Only on special occasions. I don't like the taste.
So what do you do when Derek wants to be sociable?
I watch him. I like to see Derek enjoying himself.
I think we ought to plough on, ladies. I'm afraid I've got myself landed with a conference call to the States at 4:15.
Derek phoned America once. He said it was just like talking to someone in the other room.
Bernard's always talking to people in Australia.
Why does he do that?
They're part of his little golfing circle. They like to compare rounds.
Sounds like a very expensive business to me.
Carry on, Pat. I can't wait to hear what you have to say about the book.
The Lighthouse is the latest book to feature P.D. James' fictional detective, Adam Dalgleish.
Fictional?
It means he's made up.
He wears makeup? I didn't know that.
He writes poetry, doesn't he?
I never thought that was very convincing. Policemen don't write poetry.
I agree with Jean. I've always found Dalgleish to be rather an unconvincing character.
He's very manly.
What makes you think that, Emma Bright Biggs?
Well, he's attractive to women.
You don't have to be manly to be attractive to women. In my experience, women go for all sorts.
Derek isn't particularly manly. Oh, I don't mean that he's, you know...
effeminate?
Derek, effeminate? He's got his own workshop, hasn't he, Pat?
I know what Pat means. Roger is physically attractive. Well, he used to be before he developed his beer gut. But I wouldn't say he was manly.
James has a hairy chest. It's all black and curly, just like
I don't think we want to know that.
I think Derek has started losing the hairs on his legs. I was laughing about it the other morning when he was putting his socks on and he got quite huffy. Said it was years of his trousers rubbing.
James says that bald men are very sexually potent. It's something to do with hormones.
Derek's quite bald these days. I don't think it's affected his hormones, though.
Sarah, does your Roger go on any of those sites on the internet?
All the time.
Really?
All men do, don't they?
Derek likes visiting cricketing websites.
I was beginning to wonder if I ought to say something.
I think you'll find it's perfectly harmless, Rosemary. You weren't really worried, were you?
No, of course not.
A little bit of that sort of thing can stimulate their you-know-what.
Can we get back to the book?
I thought that the plot was hopelessly far-fetched. I mean, the whole scenario was so contrived.
An island owned by a family. What sort of nonsense is that?
Of course, it fulfilled the plot function of providing a closed society, thereby narrowing down the murder suspects. P.D. James liked to set her murders in that sort of environment. A museum, a Catholic seminary, a research establishment.
I haven't read any of her other books.
Haven't you? I've read three or four.
I think I must have read everything she wrote. I liked the Cordelia Gray books. It was a shame she didn't carry on using her.
I've read Barbara Vine.
So?
Well, isn't that another name P.D. James uses?
That's Ruth Rendell, Emma.
Aren't they the same person?
Who?
P.D. James and Ruth Rendell.
Ruth Rendell and Barbara Vine are.
Not P.D. James?
No.
Can we concentrate, ladies? I have to say, I found the whole thing most unconvincing. Commander Dalgleish getting ill indeed. What was all that about?
I thought that was rather a nice touch. It enabled James to explore Kate Miskin's feelings towards her boss.
I don't remember that bit.
It was in the heart of the book.
I only got as far as page 65.
What do you mean you only got to page 65?
Derek was very demanding last week.
You know that book we read over New Year?
The Sarah Waters?
You mean that disgusting story full of lesbians and other perverts?
Oh, was it? I wish I'd read it.
How did you manage to write a report if you hadn't read the book?
Oh, James looked up some reviews on the internet for me.
I thought you sounded too convincing.
I did read the Harry Potter.
Did you read Memoirs of a Geisha?
Well, Jemima had mumps.
You must have read the Susan Hill. You had enough to say about it.
Well, James found that on the internet too.
What are you saying, Emma Bright Biggs?
Leave Emma alone, Jean. She has a lot on her plate without having to read all the time.
I really like reading. There's nothing I'd rather do in bed.
You could have fooled me.
Jean!
If you don't read the books, and I'm not blaming you incidentally, why do you come to our book group? We're supposed to be exchanging insights. Isn't that right, Madam President?
That's what we decided in committee. Fiona is very encouraged by what we're doing.
What's it got to do with that woman? Another example of county horning in?
Fiona Bruce isn't like that, Jean. As a matter of fact, she's a published author.
She's written a novel?
We should read it at the group.
Well, I don't think it's a novel, more a manual.
A manual?
Useful hints for toilet training puppies.
Oh, I could do with reading that.
Have you got a puppy, Emma?
Well, I was thinking about the children. Charlotte did poopies in the mobile library yesterday.
I thought I could smell something.
It was a good job I had a pooper scooper with me.
Fiona Bruce reads all the time. She's working her way through literature.
All literature?
That's what she told me.
I really enjoy talking about books.
But you haven't read them.
It's the next best thing to reading. And you're also clever. I mean, Pat telling us that J.K. James went to school in Cambridge.
It was on the dust jacket.
And all that stuff we learnt about lesbians.
Emma has a point. We can learn from literature.
There are some things I can do without learning.
And I will finish the book. I've bought it in paperback at the Oxfam shop.
It's a bit late then.
It's never too late to read a worthwhile book, Jean.
That's exactly what I think. Fiona Bruce agrees.
That's what I was trying to say just now. I know that I don't have much time to sit down and read now, but there will come a time when the children have all left home and James and I are on our own.
Are you all right, Emma?
It's just that thinking about the children not being children and going off and leaving me makes me sad.
Derek was heartbroken when we had to have Chummy put down.
I don't think losing a dog is quite the same thing, Pat.
Try telling Derek that.
I've not read half the books I've bought.
You mean that great wall full of books is just there for show?
We've as many again upstairs. I intended to read all of them. Somehow life got in the way. Talking of life, where is that tea? I'd better go and find out what's happened to it. I expect Roger's glued to something on the internet.
I was wondering when you'd remember the tea. Some of us went without in the confident expectation.
I'm sorry, Jean. I didn't want to curtail our interesting discussion.
It was interesting, wasn't it? Thank you, Pat, for leading us so skillfully.
It was nothing, really.
I've been jetting around Europe this week, but I did get a moment to throw together a light fruitcake. I used your recipe, Jean.
Did you indeed?
I'll bring it in now, shall I?
Oh, yes, please. That's lovely.
And when you come back, Sarah, we can talk about the book for next time. I rather fancy something classical.
You mean a classic? As long as it's not Jane Austen. I think we've all had a belly full of her.
How about a Maeve Binchy?
That would be nice.
I'll do my best to get through it.
I'll report if you like.
Would you, Sarah? That's very kind of you.
It's the least I can do after the farrago of tea.
Quite.
I'll wheel it in then.
That was A Jolly Good Read by Tricia Wood. Rosemary was played by Julie McCarthy. Pat by Nan Newbury. Jean by Beatrice Hopkins, Emma by Anne Isherwood, and Sarah by Susanna Fraser. Technical production was by Gary Alderson and Paul Roxon, and the play was directed by Patrick Isherwood. This has been a Little Gadsden Drama Club presentation.